99.3 The Vine. Oh, look, it's my friend Drew stopping by from Napa Valley Paddle. Hey, Drew.
Hello, hello.
Drew and I just, we can't, if you heard the two of us when we're in the room together, we can't not talk about the river and the currents and the wind and riding the tide, because they used to do it like that in the old days.
Yeah, we unearthed some pretty cool history back in the early days when there were no roads. And but yeah, the early settlers rode the tide.
I don't think we had cars yet. So obviously, we might have had a trail. There were some Indians.
There was Indian trails and bear, you know.
And so bears.
It was much safer to ride the tide up the Napa River from Benicia.
You know? Yeah.
And it was whaleboats primarily, tenders from those big ships. They'd come in. So
they come in to trade, right?
Trade, George Yount, you know. Those early settlers, too loud. The early settlers moved around a lot. You know, we think they posted up the farm, but they were moving from fort to fort. They were heading up to see, you know, John Sutter and pretty much riding the tide everywhere. You can ride the tide from Benicia all the way to Sacramento and also from Benicia all the way up to Napa. So generally, yeah, those little whaleboat tenders would depart Yerba Buena Island.
Now, here's the thing. Drew has a whaleboat tender, and he made it from scratch. Okay, he had a craftsman make it from scratch. Yeah. But, I mean, it's got a skin. You can see through the hull. It's so cool.
So, yeah, that's our new product this year. You know, we'll host family, and we'll be guided tours riding the tide. There's a little sale on it.
So yeah, I know. We still haven't got the sail up. I'm looking at Drew and I are going to go out and get that gaff rig up. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, you know, think about a pirate ship with the square sails. It's like that. One square sail. And
downwind
basically
sail.
You run with wind with it.
Yep. It lifts the boat. I mean, and it's a skin on frame. It's only weighs 200 pounds. These things,
you know, which makes it easy for two guys like you and me to pick it up, put it over there.
Yep.
200 pounds is nothing.
Portage it. You can hike it in and out, but it holds 4,000 pounds. I figured, you know, if the Eskimos could do it, I could do it, you know. So Mike Smith is a master. He's up in Yountville. He's, you know, he's been building boats 40 years, and I've been working with him a lot during COVID.
Right.
It kept
us busy.
Is
that how this boat came to be? Because it was COVID, and you went, I need a really, really hard project. I need to build the most difficult from scratch boat I could find.
Pretty much, yeah. We built a couple outriggers just before COVID. I met Mike. I don't know how, but he's a master. I'm fortunate to apprentice with him. And then we got real busy with that whaleboat.
And now the boat's floating.
It's floating, sailing. Yeah. It's freaking work. Yeah, and the skin on frame thing is like, it's synthetic walrus skin, which what that means is
it's plastic.
It's ballistic grade nylon.
Ballistic grade nylon. That's right.
But it's super.
But it looks like skin because you can see through it. It gets translucent and it makes this glow in the butt. There's nothing like it. It's old school coolness. And when you're ready to let go for a paddle, but you don't really want to work, this is the boat where you don't get wet. You can bring your food, bring your wine, get your pose on, make Drew paddle for you or whoever's in the boat. You just have those people paddle and, you know.
Absolutely. Talk about the.
I mean, you could just go pull out and stop and just hang out in it. You know, have some cheese.
It's fun. I can't wait. And you can paddle Polynesian style, you know. So these guys.
Like an outrigger.
Yeah. It's like a 20-foot outrigger, but you can sit side by side, paddle Hawaiian style, or we'll paddle for you with the oar locks.
Right. So there's many different ways. I'm just thinking so most fun. People are going to go, I just want to sit here and watch the light come through the hole and sip my wine and have my charcuterie.
We can do that. That's,
right?
That's will be one of our focus. But for the look, we got to get it out and test drive it.
I know. Well, so we'll get it this
you
weekend.
And I
we worked on it all last weekend. We'll get it this weekend. We'll get her done. It's just part of getting a new ship in the water or, you know, tender. But still, I love this little boat. I mean,
it's going to be a lot.
It's a big little boat.
We'll build more. I mean,
You're going to build another one?
We'll build a couple more.
Nice.
I think so. And for, you know, the local community, I mean, we'll bring people can come out. We'll take you out and, as long as you know how to, you know, want to help us out a little bit. And
paddle some.
Discount it and do some maiden voyages.
Ooh, look at that. So just go find Drew and maybe he'll hook you up and let you go paddle for a little bit before he gets this thing out, you know, for business. Right now?
Just test out a few things.
Sea trials, Drew. Sea trials. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So hopefully next week when you come in, we'll talk about how the sea trials went this weekend.
That'd be good.
You think?
Let's do that. I'll talk about it.
Okay.
There's a lot of birds out there, too. ducks everywhere. Osprey nest.
And they're it's spring, Drew. Have you noticed?
I love this.
Yes. I walked up on two sets of ducks this morning and scared them, and they scared me because they were getting busy. It's spring.
The osprey are too.
Yep.
It's pretty dramatic weather. It's just a bit outside, we like to say. Just a little outside.
Yeah, but it's perfect time
baseball
for us locals.
Baseball season.
Right.
Great. Best local time.
No, best local time because we can get out and get the water to ourselves and, you know, that's it. It's perfect time.
We don't get too busy till the middle of May, really.
Right.
Once the leaves come back to the forest above the Oxbow, the foliage returns.
Right.
And we'll start doing runs up there. But for now, we stick to the South Napa Estuary. And we do a lot of one-way trips, particularly for locals. Anybody, I mean, we're happy to do that at no extra charge. We can meet you down at Cuttings. You can ride the tide
into town. You can
pull
in at Kennedy. I saw you do that last week. You're like, we can stop at Kennedy if you don't want to go any farther.
Yep.
Right? So it's all up to you.
Picnic at Kennedy. But yeah, the one-way trips are... easy.
Well, plus
for us to
the restrooms right there at Kennedy.
Restrooms, you know. Picnic tables, redwood groves, lots of that. That's a 500-acre wetland across the river from Kennedy Park.
Right.
And the ram, I mean, these osprey, all those salt marsh harvest mice come out of their holes when the water gets in them, they pop out. So it's prime, you know, they're swooping in for dinner.
Hold on.
So you can watch
salt
that.
Salt marsh harvest mice. Yeah. I'm giving you some. Drew has just made a call on a new animal, salt marsh harvest mice.
Primary food source for the raptors.
For the hawks and the rafters.
Yeah.
How much you'll learn if you just hang out on the river? We have a lot of stuff going on here in the Napa Valley nobody even knows about.
No, it's dynamic. I mean, it's never the same. The river, it changes. Everything, it's constantly changing.
Well,
it never gets old.
We look forward to hanging out with you this summer, Drew.
Oh, we'll have fun. You're all invited.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I'll see you this weekend. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.